There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and welcome to our special yearly... It's a big deal tonight, right?
It's action-packed. It's the 8th annual reality TV awards.
Since we've been doing this 8 fucking years already?
And we've even actually had to dole out some autographed pictures of ourselves.
We have. So we will be announcing the awards tonight. We have a special caller calling in at any time. I don't know how we're going to schedule it, but Jay Holland Moore has agreed to come on for like 10-15 minutes with us tonight, and he'll be back next week with us to talk about the Joe Schmo Show. But he said he had a surprise for us tonight. I honestly, I have no idea what it is. None. Like, he tweeted me. We DM back and forth. And he said he can do 10 minutes tonight, and he might have a surprise for us. I literally have no idea what it is. I'm hoping that it is Carly.
Now, you're telling me in the pre-show, you've developed a huge crush on Carly.
I have.
I assumed that you would say that Skylar would have been the one that's this number one on your list. Explain to us.
I don't know what it is about this girl, but Joe Newman, the girl who plays Carly, the deaf girl with Mr. Wentworth. I even tweeted Jay Holland Moore earlier in the week, and I was looking for it. Here it is. With every episode of Joe Schmo, I develop more of a crush on Newman Jojo. That's her Twitter name. Is she single, and how can Jay Holland Moore hook us up?
I like that you're throwing down the gauntlet on Twitter. That's hysterical. All your Twitter followers, you're like, I don't care. My Twitter followers are reading this.
And so John replies, he's like, she's married, you'll have to wait until he gets sick of her, give it a week. and my response was, damn me, always going after the married ones.
Yeah, it's another outstanding week at the Joe Schmo Show.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Like, we had shit in an urn.
Yeah, that was funny. Chase is on to things.
Chase is on to things. It's not looking good, folks.
Yeah, I still feel like they can hold out for a couple more episodes.
They can. So a couple things that they gave Chase a notebook to write things down. When the show ended, they were very concerned about why they gave him the notebook. But honestly, I think that that'll probably help the producer. Isn't it amazing how we're talking about the producers like they're a character of the show? That I love that about the Joe Schmo Show. The producers are a character.
The producers are absolutely a character of the show. I think that's why they get screen time. Like, they're constantly they're constantly, things are happening on the fly, right? Like, you have to get their reaction when Carly turns around like she hears something.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's like a grimace. Or when Chase is questioning the overachieving Asian at the pool and asking her when she finished up medical school and whatnot. Yeah. And, like, she has no idea how to answer the question.
But the producers were very concerned as to why they gave him a notebook. But I think it helps them, really, because they get an insight into what he's thinking without him really having to say it. KFN Dog says they interfere almost as much as the Big Brother producers. So the other thing, he tweeted, John Moore, Jay Holland Moore, I don't know what to call him, I guess, is that the lawyers wouldn't let overachieving Asian, what is her name? Can anybody tell me her name? I just know her as overachieving Asian.
That's what I know her as.
Anyway, they wouldn't let her actually poop in the urn. The lawyers crossed that out. Now, how do you have that conversation with a lawyer?
And I'm surprised that's where the line was, yeah. Right? I mean, Randy's allowed to whip his dick out and pee wherever he wants.
Yeah, but no fecal matter. She's
not allowed to
urn.
Shit in an urn.
Yeah, she's not allowed to shit in an urn. And now next week, I think they bring back Skylar's husband from the dead.
That's when Chase is going to be like, that's when Chase is on to things.
Yeah.
When that happens.
I think that might push him over the edge. I mean, he's there already. Like, at the end of the show last week, they were having their production meeting, and we saw John talk. He was like, Chase already thinks there's some actors here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that should give them a lot of pause as to they maybe need to slow it down. The fact that they're bringing Skylar's husband back from the dead is a scary thought. Allison is the overachiever. Thank you, Davey. The chat room saves the day again, as usual.
The chat room is it's like in basketball. You have your sixth man. That's our chat room.
It is our chat room. So anyway, this show is incredible. It really, really is incredible. And like I said, I have such a crush on Joe Newman. Newman Jojo, J-O-J-O, is her Twitter follower. She's definitely somebody worth following on Twitter. And why? I just, there was something that happened in the show, and you look at her background image on fucking Twitter, and she's just gorgeous and funny. And she's like the perfect woman for me.
So we'll have to ask, all the women from every season of Big. There's always one woman in every season of Big Brother you love, and now they're all going to be thoroughly offended that you've bumped them down the list.
No, well they all get bumped. They all get bumped.
Who's really got to be offended is Jessica from Big Brother, right? She broke huge news on our show. Yeah. She was like your number one, and then now she's like not even on your top 10 list anymore.
You know, I would love to go back through the years, and this is probably impossible, but I'm sure the chat room can. Davey says Rob just wants to get in the pants of Mr. Wentworth. That is not true. Mr. Wentworth? I would love to go through the years, and I think somebody in the chat room, they could probably come up with it. All the women that I've been infatuated with over the years. and I bet you, like, it started, I remember Sharon. You remember Sharon off of Big Brother? She was from, like, Kansas City or somewhere nearby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was Jessica. God, who else? There was just the Puffy Taco says, Rob wants a three-way with her and Mr. Wentworth. Oh, there was Aaron. Yes, Nico reminded me of Aaron. Oh, here's J. Holland Moore right here. We're going to get him on. Add to group call. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, John, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good. You're on the air, by the way.
How's everything going?
Of course. is Trevor there this week?
Yes, Trevor is here this week.
Absolutely. I'm back. Oh, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good. If you, like, run out of Cheetos or something and decide to get out of your house and
do a podcast? I had to. But I'm back. Awesome season of the Joe Schmo Show. I have to say, I'm really enjoying myself right now.
We were just talking about my love for Joe.
Oh, nice, very nice. you guys have been so great to us, and I'm sorry I don't have much time this week, but next week I'll stay as long as you want.
That's all right.
But I have a surprise for you.
Oh boy,
I'm not alone.
Oh, here it comes.
On the phone with me, I have the great Lombardo Bolliar, who plays Chico.
Oh, my God.
And if that weren't enough, I've got the great Amanda Landry, who plays Wanda Montrose.
Oh, my
God.
Oh, my God. It's like a Joe Schmo reunion here.
There's a big episode coming up next week with Wanda Montrose, with Wanda and Randy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. It's going to be a big one.
Oh, boy. Now, is that in reference to Randy or just the whole thing in general?
No, that's just what she said.
By the way, I wish you guys could see Amanda. She looks amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet, honey.
Wow. Yeah, I wish we could see her, too.
She's got this great, she's wearing this great, like, Hawaiian muumuu.
I'm actually wearing one of those hospital gowns where my ass shows in the back.
Exactly.
And the funny thing is, Jeff, yeah, I'm wearing the same thing, man. I'm wearing the same thing.
That's a memo. Even Dave has one.
Oh, wow. You guys, this is amazing. What was it like for you guys in terms of just doing the show? I mean, the pressure that was on all of you. Chico, I mean, you, you, I think your tagline of the season is "Se habla Espanol."
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that's great. I loved it, man. It's like, yeah, and, you know, we just improvised. That's a good thing. We had a blueprint, but, you know, however we did stuff, we did it. And that was fun. That just came up. It was perfect. So I was like, yeah, that's funny. And then I even asked John, because, you know, I was like, hey, man, they didn't cut that out, did they? He's like, no, it's in there. I was like, cool.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's such a great scene. And, like, you know, the commercial that they made with Chase was amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was actually worried about that one because I didn't know how much Chase would participate. And, man, he just really took the reins and went at it. But that commercial's great. But then also the Jake Wanda commercial that inspired it.
Oh, that's right. That was awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, just so you guys know, it was hard for me to, like, because Randy was the asshole. But, like, Wanda's outfits kept getting sexier and sexier. So I was there, and a lot of times I want to be like, what's up, Wanda? That's not Chico. That's Randy. Be cool.
Yeah. You all turn into Randy all of a sudden. I'm like, how do we get 10 Randys on this show?
I'll give you listeners a quick little thing to look for online. Like, you know, like the commercial that Jake and Horner did was based on a real commercial for a bail bondsman.
Really?
Crazy as that sounds. And what it is, go to YouTube and look up Jesus Christ Bail Bonds.
Oh, my God.
No way.
It's a real place.
Jesus Christ Bail Bonds?
Jesus Christ Bail Bonds.
Wow. You mean it's Jesus Christo, okay?
Yeah, because that's what you're going to think of. Because that's what you think of when you're busting.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
That commercial,
we all have
like,
bracelets on WWJD.
I am seeing the video. I cannot wait to watch this.
I just have to ask one quick question. How tough is it staying in character during Chase is a real person walking around. How tough is it to stay in character and stay on the script that you guys are working on for the entirety of the show? Because you guys were around him all the time.
Yeah, it was scary. It was funny. Like, for me, Amanda was lucky because she was a host. So she was like, she could get away and stuff. But for me, like, at first, when we first started it, you kind of avoided it because you were kind of scared to interact with them because you weren't really like, oh, I don't know, man. So you kind of just kind of avoided. And then, like, after, like, I'd say a day and a half, you kind of just settled into it. And we're like, man, I got this shit. What's up? Hey, what's up, Chase? You know, then you wanted to interact with him. But at first, it's intimidating, you know, because he doesn't have a script. So he can ask you whatever he wants.
Now, how much preparation did you – this is for both of you. Like, what was the preparation process for each of you leading up into this project?
Amanda?
There's a pretty long test – yeah, hello. There's a pretty long testing period, actually. I mean, we was a good process of, like, a good 3 to 4 months we went through of just testing and going in for meetings and seeing if we were going to actually fit exactly what they were looking for, and luckily – it ended up being all of us, which our synergy together was just amazing, and it worked out. It was amazing. It was just a great cast.
Yeah, for me, it was funny because, you see, Judge, yeah, John Moore, what did you do to prepare? Fucker, put on a hat?
I was just going to say how both of you worked really hard preparing and researching your characters. Like, it was so impressive. It, you know, you both so professional and, you know, really worked hard. I, like,
That was funny.
I applaud you.
Yeah, Chico was supposed to be he's born again, pretty much found Jesus. So I knew that Chase was semi-religious. He was Christian, at least. So if I was going to spit out verses or psalms, I had to do my homework. You know, I couldn't be wrong. So I did a lot of work, actually. And believe it or not, I'm not an actual gangbanger. it was just funny. I mean, I hate to say it, but a lot of times, you know, people, you know, without thinking, just because I looked the part, they kind of just assumed that I didn't do much. You know what I mean? They pick me up. But that's my role. When it looks that real, you know, yeah. I'm proud of it, you know?
But, so, I mean, that...
Oh, man, it's a compliment when they think I'm like that, because it's like I did a lot of work.
Yeah, this guy, you know, Lombardo carried around with him during rehearsals. He had a Bible. He had, like, a notebook with Bible verses written down and notes that he made about his character. He talked to people who'd been in prison. He did his research there, so he knew, knew that aspect of it, too. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. I loved it.
Now,
I wanted to kick butt.
Now, our chat room is asking, we have people listening live, and the chat room is asking, Mike K says, ask them how they all did not just die laughing during the Mr. Wentworth songs.
I lost my shit, but I was in the control room, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, you, Amanda, you kind of lost your shit when Mr. Wentworth was introduced.
How could you not? But see, Wanda, here's the thing is that's the best thing about Wanda is that she would have actually laughed really hard when that came out because she's just, you know, a little out there anyways. So for that to pop out of nowhere, she's like, oh my God, no way.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, for Chico too, it kind of worked. I just laughed too because it was ridiculous. It worked kind of worked for my character too, so it was like, what the hell? I thought it was entertaining.
White people are crazy. Hey guys, I'm gonna let you keep Lombardo and Wanda for a second. I've got to step off.
Okay.
I will talk to you guys soon.
Well, thank you so much, John.
Just hang out as long as you want, but I've got to step off.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. The fucker dropped his hat.
Yeah, it must be hard to be John every morning. Have to wake up and put that hat on.
Oh, fucking poor guy. So horrible.
I got
oh, yeah, really bright tennis shoes with that one, too.
I gotta ask a question. How do you guys not laugh the entire time during the elimination ceremony with entering Lady Justice's dress and the spirit animals? I'm not sure how you guys could hold a straight face the entire time.
Well, I'll tell you guys this. I made it harder for myself because they didn't check our bags really good. So I had a lot of edibles. So most of the time during the eviction, I was feeling pretty good.
I have to say... Go ahead, Lombardo.
No, go ahead. No, because I like to watch it and go like and see if I can figure out when I'm feeling good or not.
I have to say, the awkward humor that Amanda, you've added with Wanda, just the awkwardness that is probably the greatest part of this whole show in general, is just the general awkwardness. And you're just like the cherry on top, I have to say.
Yeah, on the cake. You know the best part about comedy and learning more about expressing yourself comedically with your character is that if it's not awkward, and if it's not, you know, if it's not awkward and uncomfortable, it's not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, it has to be awkward and uncomfortable, and it's hilarious. At someone else's expense, of course. I mean, I never want it to happen to me, but, you know. So.
Yeah, but it was great. I think they're talking about just how uncomfortable we were around, Ralph, you know what I mean?
Right.
Around the body. He was just so, like, on pins and needles around him. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, so great. I love every time he shuts me up, too. Like, no, don't talk, please. Stand there and look pretty.
Now, what is the highlight up to this point? I mean, obviously, we know you guys can't talk about future episodes, but up to this point, what has been the highlight of the show for you guys?
Oh, gosh. I think just, I mean, at least for me, just the experience of the whole show and the camaraderie that we all ended up, you know, having together, and it was just the whole show is a great experience. I've never been on any type of show like this one before, and it's amazing.
I haven't seen it. I haven't fucking seen it.
Oh, I was gonna guess.
No, I mean, I think for me, honestly, like, Chase is such a nice guy that I think he really won everybody over.
Yeah.
Like, so for me, meeting that dude, and actually, like, you know, there were times where he was so nice and, like, went along with stuff that me and Fred Cross, who played Stan, with my roommate, we'd go back in our room, we're like, wait a minute, man, are they fucking playing a joke on us? Like, there's no way he's this nice, you know, and this cool. So, you know, meeting that dude and seeing that there's people out there like that, it was really refreshing.
Now, it wasn't wearing the European casual pouch on camera for you then, huh, Lombardo?
No, man.
I didn't have to wear that.
I know, right? Yeah. Fuck you, Amanda. There we go.
It's okay. Tomorrow, I did sign a nudity form because my bikini is too revealing.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. That's funny. They made me sign a nudity form after they had already shown me. I'm like, what the fuck you with it? Like, it's over.
I'm back, guys. I'm sorry. I had to talk to Jim Jeffries, who's up there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, legit. Watch your feet, people.
Watch your feet.
This is the point of my life right here that I just go, how am I even in this situation? Because I'm literally a phone call away from Jim Jeffries, somebody who I do enjoy a lot, and his new show, Legit, on FX, right?
On FX, yeah. And he's like a big fan of our show.
Oh my God!
He's fucking great, man.
His show
is legit. It's really good. You guys have to watch it.
Wow!
I'm on another podcast right now talking about you.
He's so surreal.
Well, tell Jim Jeffries hi. He has no idea who we are, but
I'll definitely do that.
Well, I really appreciate you guys calling in tonight. And before you go, I have a little surprise for you, for all three of you.
What? Uh-oh. Is it shiny?
Well, it could be, I suppose, if we put it in a shiny picture frame. Anyway, congratulations to the Joe Schmo Show. It won the Best Cable Reality TV Show in the RFF Radio Reality TV Awards.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome!
With 46% of the vote, you guys crushed Pawn Stars. Congratulations.
Nice.
Yay!
Nice.
Oh, and so here comes Honey Boo Boo. You also crushed Here Comes... You also crushed Here Comes Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Good. And that's a hard show to crush because that mother is so long. Oh, no.
Damn.
Wow, that's exciting.
Well,
Large Martin sent you.
That's great, guys. We really appreciate that. And, like, your listeners have been so supportive, and you guys have been, really great. Supporting this show.
Wow.
And, I love being on your podcast. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you so much. We think you guys are all awesome, too. And I now have a new crush.
Okay.
I have a new crush. I'm sorry, Lombardo. It's got to go to Amanda because I love Wanda Montres.
You motherfucker. Hey, bro. Hey, I'm glad they knew that one.
Thank you guys so much for calling in tonight.
All right, guys, follow me at Chico Boyar, capital L, not L.
Yeah, and mine is, you can find me on Facebook at Amanda Landry.
There you go. And you guys...
You're going to be on Twitter later tonight.
Give me 3 hours, I'll get my Twitter up.
Yeah, I will tweet her.
I'll be at Landry Cito.
There we go.
And of course, you can you guys can all check out the Joe Schmo Show Tuesday nights on Spike TV at 10 o'clock. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. And we'll
have a good night.
Have a good night, you guys.
Bye. Bye.
Those are the moments of this show.
That was great. First off, how awesome is it? Oh, I was just on the phone with Jim Jeffries.
Yeah. These are the moments of this show. It happens maybe twice a year, but this is the moments of the show where I go, holy shit, what am I doing? I have no business talking to these people.
that was awesome. Wanda Montres, great character. Chico, great character. Jesus. Great to have them on the show. I think Joe Schmo really came back strong this year. I really think it's been it's been the most enjoyable reality TV viewing experience on cable I've had in a while. I can't remember a cable reality TV show I've liked as much as this one.
Nico just said, end the show now because you can't possibly top that. Not just this episode, the whole entire podcast.
Well, we're going to have the Joe Schmo people on next week. Yes. So maybe we can top it next week, hopefully.
Yes. Jay Holland Moore will be back for sure with us next week. And I've got notes to write down because he also – we were talking earlier that the mud hole – remember a couple weeks ago they did that obstacle course and Randy gave away his immunity not to Allison but to Carly?
Yes.
Remember that whole fiasco? Anyway, I guess that mud hole that they had cost a shit ton of money, and I need to talk to him about how to make cheaper mud holes. Yeah, Stephen Minneapolis says, no, Nico, then all we're left with is 2 cents radio, and that is correct. That's all you got after this show's over. Wow. We might as well end the show. Fuck this reality TV awards, because that we'll never top that. We'll never top that.
But well, we got you have to give credit. I mean, when you get thousands of people voting for your award show that you made up on the fly 8 years ago, because you needed to kill some time between Survivor and The Amazing Race. I mean, truly awesome stuff.
I have to text John Hollimore right now, so just hold on.
We're going to go into the awards right now. We already gave away Best Cable TV Reality Show.
And we did not make that up, actually, ladies and gentlemen.
They dominated. 46.1% of the vote.
Yep.
Destroyed Pawn Stars, which came in at 22%.
And Honey Boo Boo, which had 16%.
Yeah. So that means 16% of people are watching on the world. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, hey, I voted for Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, maybe.
I voted for Joe Schmo.
No, I voted for Joe Schmo, too.
But, okay. All right, should we just jump right in?
Yeah, we probably should just start at the top. And
all right, first category, best theme music and or opening sequence. The nominees, Survivor of the Amazing Race, Big Brother, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, Celebrity Apprentice, and Life theme song.
So how did Here Comes... here's the thing. How did the Here Comes Honey Boo Boo theme song get in the... Okay, opening sequence.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, the winner is...
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go...
Okay. I'll be serious with you guys. That didn't actually win.
The winner for, I don't know, probably like the eighth year in a row is Survivor.
Is Survivor. Although the Facts of Life theme song did get 30% of the vote.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor got 42% of the vote. Somebody didn't get the joke, people. 12% of you that voted for Survivor and didn't vote for the Facts of Life theme song, you didn't get the joke, people. You didn't get the joke. It was just an excuse to play the Facts of Life theme song one last time before we can never play it again. Anyway, best challenge of 2012. The nominees were Hang Tough from Survivor One World, where Kat was the poor loser. The Lubed Up Slip and Slide, which is always my favorite from Survivor One World. The Water Filling Challenge with the Grease Floor on Big Brother. The Watermelon Stacking Challenge on Amazing Race 20. The Ball Goal Stalemate Challenge in Survivor Philippines. The United Nations Flag Challenge from The Amazing Race. And the Ball Balance Final Immunity Challenge from Survivor Philippines. The winner with 43% of the vote was the United Nations Flag Challenge from The Amazing Race 20. Was it 20? I think it was 20 or 21.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That one won because that was an epic. That was another epic challenge.
That deserved the win, definitely.
That was what gave the Beekman boys the win. That absolutely changed how that season ended. That and that's what a final challenge should do. That is exactly what a final challenge should do. So congratulations to The Amazing Race for taking one home.
Now, the third category is Worst Female Contestant of 2012. The nominees are Alicia, Survivor One World, Kat, Survivor One World, Vanessa from Vanessa and Ralph, The Amazing Race 20, Gen City from Big Brother, Ashley from Big Brother, Danielle from Big Brother, and the winner, huge majority, Gen City, 41.6%.
Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so it's not going to be the Big Brother Awards for once? No, that's right, Nico.
Big Brother so far has been shut out.
Well, no, Big Brother, Gin City just won Big Brother.
Well, that's true, I'm sorry, but they've been shut out of the good awards.
Yeah, fuck them, huh? Up next was a tight category, worst male contestant of 2012. You had Tarzan and Matt from Survivor One World, Carter and Zane from Survivor Philippines, Joe from Big Brother, Russell Swan from Survivor Philippines, and Lou Ferrigno from Celebrity Apprentice. A close race, 24.5% of the vote goes to Zane. He wins. Worst male contestant of 2012. Right next up, though, was 21% Russell Swan. Joe from Big Brother had 15%. Carter had 15%. And Lou Ferrigno grabbed over almost 12% of the vote. So that was a tight category.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised that it was that Zane was one who won that category.
Yeah, I kind of was too. But, I mean, first one voted out of his tribe. I think first one voted out of the season, wasn't he?
Yeah. I thought Russell Swan had that in the bag.
I kind of did too, but man, Zane pulls out a winner there. Congratulations, Zane.
No, we just checked the chat room. Hold on. All right, next category, the best female contestant in 2012. The nominees, Kim, Survivor One World, Chelsea, Survivor One World, Neri and Jamie, The Amazing Race 20, Rachel from Dave and Rachel, Amazing Race 20, Rachel from Brendan and Rachel, The Amazing Race 20. Aubrey O'Day, The Tweenies, Denise, Tweenies from Amazing Race 21. Denise, Survivor Philippines. Brittany, Big Brother. Dawson, Survivor Philippines. The winner in a pretty close race was Kim in Survivor One World, 26%. Denise from Survivor Philippines had 22, and Brittany from Big Brother had 21.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing that, yeah, Nico says Blair Warner was snubbed. Blair Warner definitely got snubbed out of this category, and I apologize. I don't know if she would have won, though. I mean, Kim from Survivor One World took 26%.
Hey, Kim won the season, I believe,
yeah,
didn't
she? She did. It's amazing that somebody from an early episode or early season of the year wins a category. It's kind of rare in our...
She had a really dominant season, though, as I recall.
She did. Up next is the best male contestant of 2012. I'm not reading all these. Fuck you guys. Dan wins with 36% of the vote. Malcolm had 18%, and Ian had 12%. Everybody else just got a few votes here and there. I'm not reading those. What? How many names are there? There's like...
Yeah, we went a little crazy with the nominations.
Yeah,
there.
We got to fucking tone it down a little bit.
36.4.
Yeah.
I thought Malcolm was going to win that, to be honest. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised Dan won.
Dan won that just because he made the season of Big Brother interesting. He made it very interesting.
Big Brother's coming on strong, though, now.
Yeah, Big Brother is coming on strong. Now, this next category, I'm going to give it to you, Trevor. I think you should read this one, because I think you'll be happy with the results.
The worst reality show of 2012, the nominees, Empire Girls, The Pauly D Project, Chicagolicious, The Glass House, My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding, the whole VH1 schedule. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. The winner... Here Comes Honey Boo Boo, edging out The Glass House. Honey Boo Boo at 38%, Glass House 24%, and the whole VH1 schedule 15%.
That's incredible that the whole VH1 schedule got 15% of the vote.
If you're in charge of programming at VH1, what do you say when 15% of a few thousand people said, you know what, your schedule is absent. It's the worst show on TV.
Yeah.
The entire fall schedule is terrible.
It's not good.
Trevor and Rob should be in charge of programming for you. That's how bad your schedule is.
Up next is the biggest scumbag of 2012. The nominees were Dave from Dave and Rachel in The Amazing Race 20, Colton from Survivor One World, Lisa Lampanelli and Aubrey O'Day from Celebrity Apprentice, Art and JJ from The Amazing Race 20, Dan from Big Brother, and Abby Maria from Survivor Philippines. The winner, surprisingly, again, Colton, Survivor Run World, with 36% of the vote. Dan comes in second with 28%, and Abby Maria, 20%.
Stunned. I thought this race was going to be between Dan and Abby Maria. To be quite honest, I didn't think anybody else had a chance.
No, Colton. Colton takes this one away.
Colton. And stunning. That's a stunning upset.
I would love to see Colton back on Survivor. He deserves another chance. He really does.
But I thought it was going to be Dan 45%, Abby Maria 40%, and everybody else splitting 15.
Yeah.
It's kind of stunning to me.
It is.
This is an upset.
This is an upset. I got an error message here. Okay, you're still with me? No, Trevor's not with me. He hung up. Let's get him back on the line. Kind of an upset. Yeah, I mean, Trevor's right. Colton from Survivor
Warmer. I hit the off button.
Yeah, I wondered. The Puffy Taco says, how surprising is it? Do people really forget Colton? And maybe, I guess not. I guess people don't forget Colton. I don't know. Dan is much more memorable, Nico says.
I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
I thought it was either going to be Dan or Abby Maria.
The Puffy Taco says Dan wasn't a scumbag, though. Really? He wasn't? I disagree.
I'm surprised Abby Maria has been shut out tonight. Did we even nominate her for worst female contestant?
I think we did.
We did not.
Oh.
That's an oversight on our part.
Gen City is definitely the better nominee there, though.
I feel bad. I'm stunned that we left Abby Maria out of the... out of that category. It's an oversight on my part.
Up next is the biggest bonehead decision of 2012. We have Alicia votes out Tarzan and loses her numbers in Survivor One World. The men giving up immunity in Survivor One World. The house guest trusting Dan at his funeral, which I thought was going to win. Danielle trusting Dan week after week. Okay, that's the one I thought was going to win. not keeping or using Abby Maria as a voting number in Survivor Philippines. And Penner agreeing not to the Final Four deal in Survivor Philippines. Again, I'm shocked. The men giving up immunity in Survivor One World is the winner with 28%.
That is pretty stupid.
It was pretty stupid. 22%, almost 23%. Danielle trusting Dan week after week. And Penner not agreeing to Final Four deal with 21.3%.
I think that's the right vote.
Yeah. Yeah, like Taco says in the chat room, men giving up immunity changed the entire game.
That was just dumb.
No. Oh, leaving your passport in a cab wasn't nominated. That was kind of, yeah. No, that's an accident. I don't know if that's a bonehead decision. You don't, the key word to this category is decision. You don't decide to leave your bag or your passport in the cab. Kevin Dog says, what, did Colton rig the vote? Up next, Trevor, who do we have?
Best host of 2012, or in other words, the Jeff Probst Award, which we did not allow him to compete for last year.
No.
So Julie Chen held the seat warm. But Jeff got his award back, 54% for Jeff, 22% for Phil, 12% for Julie, and then, those are your top three. TJ Lavin, a surprising 7%.
Yeah.
Installed by TJ.
And Jason Agnew, Conventioneers, 2%. Who wanted me to nominate that? I think it was Taco in the chat room. Come on, people. He was not going to win.
That's interesting, because Julie Chen overwhelmed Phil Keegan last year. Yeah. We thought Phil was going to win. It looks as if when you take Jeff out, Julie tends to get most of Jeff's votes.
Here's the thing, though.
Phil kind of just has the same following.
The last few years have been so hell bent on Big Brother that I'm not sure that it's a fair assessment. Because we've had such Big Brother influence in our awards before that I think that's why Julie Chen won.
Well, last year, didn't one of the Big Brother people openly campaign on Twitter for an award? Yeah. I think that's what helped. Yeah, you're right. That helped Julie Chen win that year.
Nico says the Big Brother cult didn't get to the awards this year. And honestly, I'm happy about that.
Yeah. You know what? Because I don't think there wasn't a really compelling Big Brother person that openly, like, I think it was Matt, right? Wasn't Matt openly campaigning for Biggest Scumbag on Twitter?
Yeah.
And he started tweeting it, and that's, yeah, I mean, thousands of people came pouring in to vote for Matt.
Yeah. We've already did Best Cable Reality Show. I wanted to do that with J. Helen Moore on the line, and...
Are we going to make sure we get him an autographed picture of Mania?
Yes, we will. I'll make sure that he gets that, because I'm sure that is exactly what he wants.
Yeah, make sure that's sent in the mail to him. I think that'll be that's better than any Emmy he could win for Best Reality Show.
Yeah, I mean, that just definitely will take... Oh, God. I've got to do that to him.
definitely better than any Emmy he could possibly win.
Yeah.
Who wants that winged angel?
And that is exactly how I will sign it if he wants it. Better than any Emmy he will ever get. Rob.
Yeah.
who's up next, Trevor? Wrap us up for 2012.
Up next is Best Network Broadcast Reality Show of 2012. A pretty cool, tight vote.
It was.
Survivor One World, The Amazing Race 20, Celebrity Apprentice. Survivor Philippines, The Amazing Race 21, and Big Brother. And the winner, Survivor, 39% to Big Brother's 31%.
Survivor Philippines wins.
Survivor Philippines, yes.
Yeah. So you had Big Brother, or Survivor Philippines getting 39.2%, Big Brother getting 30.7%, Survivor One World getting 10%. The Amazing Race 20 got 6%. The Amazing Race 21 got 9%. And, yeah, there you go. That is the 2012 awards, everybody. How exciting.
Fired up. Great. Yeah, always fun.
It is always fun. It basically wastes an episode as we're sitting here waiting for Survivor and The Amazing Race to start.
It was a brilliant idea we thought of 8 years ago. Yeah.
We never thought. I mean, I don't think that we can count on Joe Schmo year after year, although I would love to. Holy shit, would I love to.
Honestly, if I were Spike TV, I think you could bring it back in. This is what I would do if I were Spike, though. It's like, this season's in the spring.
Yeah.
Go next year in the summer, you know what I mean? Try to space it out just a touch more. The problem is you almost need to run it every 2 years. But you almost want, if you could space it out, maybe like do it in the fall, then the next year in the summer. Then somehow you have to try to keep it going.
Yeah,
I think they're one of their highest rated TV shows, though.
I don't know what the ratings are. We should probably ask John next week.
Hello, I would guess it's probably one of Spike's highest rated TV shows.
It has to be right up there, especially after all the pumping up we do. I mean, you got the RFF radio bump.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you think about the thousands of listeners we have, right? And so you figure those people, by word of mouth, are telling their friends. I think we're influencing the ratings a little bit.
Yeah, I think we might actually have some influence somewhere. Highly unlikely, but maybe.
You know, a show, a cable show like that, they're just hoping if they can grab a few million people, that's good for them.
That is good for them. I do want to bring up, and Steven Minneapolis has reminded me in the chat room, and I think he was the one that tweeted me on Twitter. So apparently, here's the thing. I don't give a shit about the Grammys, so I didn't watch them. But there was an ad, I guess, that ran last night for The Amazing Race that said three people quit in the first episode. Three teams quit.
Quit?
Quit. Quit.
Why would you quit?
I don't know, but I would... Oh, excuse me. I would love to find this ad online. If somebody can... Well, maybe Davey's right. It might be just a tease that probably three teams quit a task.
Yeah, I mean, why would you give up a chance at $1 million? Can't do that.
And just take a time penalty, maybe. Nico says, me and Steve were the RFF correspondents at the Grammys last night. That's true. Have the Amazing Race promos ever told the truth? yeah, I don't know. I believe what Steve said is they are saying that three teams quit. You know, maybe it's too much for somebody. Maybe it's too late. Maybe.
Well, listen, if three teams quit, then whoever casted those teams is in a lot of trouble. Right? If you're going down to 11 to 8 on the first week show. Of the show.
Here's an episode. Here's a...
CBS Sunday, February 17th. Get ready for the most thrilling, exciting, most fun-filled adventure in the world.
Unbelievable.
The new Amazing Race. 11 new teams race around the planet for $1 million.
Go!
But for the first time ever, three teams will quit before the first episode ends.
I'm just so tired.
The Amazing Race season premiere, CBS Sunday, February 17th.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, how are you going to have a non-elimination leg if you're going to have...
Yes, with someone in the chat room says, and then four consecutive non-elimination legs.
Yeah, I was about to say, every other week is going to be a non-elimination leg.
Yes, and I will give Steve in Minneapolis credit for sending the link in first. He tweeted me, but thanks to Mike K and Taco and Nico for all pointing it out to me, too. But... yeah, they skydive 10,000 feet in Bora Bora, participate in a she-mozzle race in New Zealand, hunt for scorpions with the Bushman of Botswana, and scale the treacherous north face of Eiger Mountain in Switzerland. In a new
Three teams quit. Yeah, I'm trying to think of how... usually there's three non-elimination legs, right, with 11 teams.
The new twist in the first is the first team to arrive at the initial pit stop will receive two express passes. They can use one of them to skip one of the required tasks of their choosing, while the second express pass has to be given to another team of their choosing before the fourth leg.
Now, let's say three teams did quit. You could have, I guess, four non-elimination legs and then two extra long legs, right?
How fucking terrible would that be?
What?
How fucking terrible would that be? You just know then, oh my god, we have so many. At that point, if three teams quit the show, you almost have to go with a shorter season.
Or you have to do a bunch of super legs.
Yeah, you have to do a bunch of super legs. What? Oh man, if three teams quit, you're right. Somebody in casting is fired.
Yeah, I was about to say, somebody casting lost their job if three teams quit.
Yeah, I can't read the chat room anymore. They just distract me and make me laugh. No, if three teams quit, Trevor, you and I are taking over casting.
If three teams quit, we should take over casting.
We could absolutely do better than that.
If three teams quit, you're going to see me and Rob all of a sudden get out of the helicopter, shake Phil's hand.
Yeah.
So listen, yeah, we're in charge of the show now.
We are taking over. Phil, you can still fucking host, because apparently you get 20% of the vote. 20% of the people like you.
don't think that we're not thinking about replacing with Julie Chen to enhance our own job security.
Yeah, exactly. Even though Julie Chen is married to the president of CBS, the station that this show is airing on.
The moment that we won't get rid of you to help ourselves up.
Yeah, so the Amazing Race debuts Sunday, February 17th at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
any other reality TV shows we want to talk about?
Well, Survivor starts Wednesday. The Walking Dead started last night.
I heard that was good.
It was very good.
I started watching that Netflix series, House of Cards.
So did I.
Really, really good. It's like a grittier version of The West Wing.
It is awesome.
It's awesome.
Love that. I'm down to the last episode.
Really? Yep. I've watched five episodes thus far.
No, I'm down.
Here's my question for Netflix. Obviously, they're going to have to crank out. You think they shot season one and season two at the same time?
I don't believe so. No.
Yeah, they're really going to have to crank out season two.
They are.
If I were them, I would shoot like 22 episodes at least at the same time. Then I'd only post 11 every season or whatnot.
Nico says in the chat room, by super legs on The Amazing Race, are you referring to the amputee from last year?
Oh, inappropriate joke.
I had to get that out of the way. I couldn't. The chat room was begging me to say it.
Nico, The West Wing is a tremendous show. Definitely binge watch that. It's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, I encourage everyone to watch The House of Cards on Netflix. I mean,
House of Cards is incredible.
If you like political, like behind the scenes shit, I feel like that this show shows things that actually happen. And I've never seen a character as manipulating. And since you're only through 5 episodes, Trevor, it gets worse. Kevin Spacey's character, Francis Underwood, is the most manipulating character I've ever seen on television, period.
Now, what do you think about the marriage between Francis Underwood and his wife and the fact that, like...
It's very open.
Yeah, I was about to say the fact that she knows that he's cheating on her with Kate Mar... with whatever...
Zoe Barnes.
Zoe Barnes, yes, I was giving the actual actress's name.
And Zoe Barnes, how can I say hot? I mean,
there you go.
Fucking... Just incredibly sexy. they have a very open marriage, ladies and gentlemen. And,
yes.
And they know that they accept the fact that you have to fuck other people in this world to get ahead. And they're very open to that. They're like, fine.
I love how Francis Underwood just has Peter Russo on the string, too. It's like he kind of like just dangles things out at him. And like when he yanked the shipyard project from him. But don't worry, I'm going to throw your name in race for governor.
Yeah.
I'm sticking up for you.
Trevor, there is such a twist coming. You have no idea.
I can't wait.
You have no... I mean, a fucking twist that... shocked me.
Does it involve Russo?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I mean, incredible left turn. 360 degree spin, left turn. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at episode 12 right now of 13. I think I'm mostly through 12, and I'm going to finish the season. I'm going to finish the season tonight, I think. So, anyway, I think that should wrap up an incredible show.
Absolutely.
There's
a great show.
There's no way. I'm sure J. Helen Moore will be back next week with more, and we'll be talking about Joe Schmo, The Amazing Race, Survivor. We've got a lot to talk about next week.
I'm excited. I'm fired up. Survivor starts tomorrow night. Wednesday night.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They catch me at Trevor, rffradio.com.
I'm Rob at rffradio.com, twitter.com/robrff, and facebook.com/robrff. Guys, thanks for listening. I want to thank Jay Holland Moore, Chico and Wanda for coming on the show. Lombardo and Amanda are their real names, by the way. Thank them for coming on the show tonight and surprising us. Unbelievable. And even kind of having Jim Jeffries on the show. Kind of a big comedian.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, he wasn't technically on the show, but I think we heard him in the background.
I love the J. Hall Moore. I was just on the phone with Jim Jeffries.
Yeah, he's standing right here. We were at his comic show tonight. Unbelievable. This is the point in my these are the moments of my life that I just go, this Nebraska boy should not be experiencing them. So. The show has done that to me more than once, people. But thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next week.